Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, how are you on this Friday, BTN News listeners? Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Oh, another day, another Apple bug. This bug is in High Sierra, and it's kind of a security bug, shall we say. This bug will actually let you go in and change all your App Store preferences, and you don't even need any password. Yeah, how unsettling is this? Basically, what this means, it allows anyone to access your App Store system preferences. Now, strangely enough, it's not being affected by everybody. If you do want to see if you're infected by the bug, all you gotta do is open up the system preferences on your Mac, click on the App Store, then, if the padlock on the window is unlocked, click on it to lock it. Then click on the padlock again and it should prompt you, hey, where's your password? If it doesn't, you got the bug. How, what is that? I think it's a new trend. It's never going to be this way for 2018, I think. Applications that look real, but they're not. The latest victim is Telegram. Those of you not familiar with Telegram, it's kind of a messaging app, you know, kind of like WhatsApp and all that, encryption and yeah, yada, yada, yada. This one is a little easier, though, to tell than some of those other fake ones, though it is still amazing that it got by the Google Play Store. Instead of Telegram, as in T-E-L-E-G-R-A-M, this one is T-E-L-I-G-R-A-M. Yeah, Telegram. Well, according to the folks over at Symantec, they've discovered that, yeah, this stuff has a buttload of malware. How it does this, it serves you up a whole bunch of ads within the chat, and since everything's moving along so much, you probably can't avoid clicking on one of these ads, and then boom, there you go, you're infected. Now, I know you're sitting there thinking, how could somebody be so stupid? It's Telegram, not Telegram. Well, the logos look basically identical. So it probably is pretty easy to confuse a lot of people. Next time when you go to the Play Store, again, just make sure you read everything to the T and check out how many downloads, you know, like millions and millions. Chances are that's probably the legitimate app. Well, I have no idea what the hell took Skype so long to do this, but they finally have. You know, WhatsApp, they've got encryption. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there with encryption. Well, Skype's finally going to add it. Yes, Microsoft is integrating the open source Signal protocol. You're probably familiar with that. It's also used by WhatsApp, Google, Facebook, and Signal itself. This will make your Skype conversations private, and that'll be end-to-end encryption. Of course, there are a few hiccups, shall we say restrictions. You can't turn an existing chat into a private conversation, and you must start each one by sending a request to one of your contacts. Other than that, though, it's about time it arrived. Thank you, Skype. And finally, oh, for the past couple of years, we've had retro consoles, and they've done really well, haven't they? It was only a matter of time before we'd start seeing a retro Game Boy, am I right? And how cool is this? Problem is, though, which may not be a problem in the end, it isn't Nintendo making it. Of course, this thing popped up at CES, where else? Meaning it's not out yet. Nonetheless, though, we've been assured by the people over there at CES that this thing will definitely be coming. So, what are we going to get with it? Well, first and foremost, if you kept all your old Game Boy cartridges, they're gonna work. Downside is, though, you're gonna need your old Game Boy cartridges. No, it's not gonna be like the NES or Super NES Classic Editions out there. You're gonna have to supply the games. Which means if you still got them around somewhere, better get out the rubbing alcohol and some cotton swabs. Hyperkin also said there's no plans whatsoever in the future to have integrated games. You're always gonna have to be the one that supplies them, which kinda sucks. As far as the price goes, well, they're promising it's gonna be well below $100. So yeah, not too bad. We'll just see how well below 100 it actually is. Probably like $98.99. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for everything that's BTN. Hop on over there and check it out right now. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, don't forget about our BTN community. That's where you really need to be. We'd love to have you. Come on over, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show is headed into the weekend, and my voice is actually thinking that it's the weekend coming up. Been a bit on the strained, sickly side this week. Sorry about the audio quality from my end, guys and gals. Hopefully by Monday, I'll be sounding a little bit better. But until Monday, hope you all have a wonderful Friday and a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.